Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today we are continuing a two-part series on the will of God, the will of the Savior, and even our own will. You may recall that yesterday we found ourselves in Matthew chapter 8, where we continue today. In the first few verses, we took note that a man who was a leper came and worshipped Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And of course, Jesus said, "I am willing, be cleansed," and his leprosy was healed 100%. That story was exciting in itself. And then in verses 5 through 13, we see another account of one who sought Jesus, only this time in Capernaum. It was a centurion who came to him pleading with Jesus, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." Now, this interaction began very quickly. Jesus knew that there was a problem, and he simply said, "I will come and heal him." Now, the centurion who asked understood that Jesus could do this, and I'm sure that his heart sang for joy when he heard that Jesus was indeed willing to do this, especially for a Roman centurion, not a Jewish man. But there was even more faith to the account that is to come. For in verse 8, the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." In this we see tremendous faith. In fact, the centurion gave an explanation to Jesus of how he came to the understanding that all Jesus need do was say a word. He said, "I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." Now Jesus understood perfectly why he said, "Only speak a word, and my servant will be healed." In fact, Jesus marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. Jesus and that centurion understood each other, and Jesus saw in the centurion great faith, even more than many natural-born sons of Abraham would show. And after all, it is the faith that brings salvation. And in this case, it was the centurion's faith that convinced Jesus that all he had to do was send the centurion on his way so that he would find his servant healed immediately. In the gospel accounts, we see that Jesus was here to do specifically the will of his Father. In fact, in the last part of John chapter 5, verse 30, Jesus said, "I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." And in John 6:38, Jesus made a similar statement, saying, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." So when the leprous man approached Jesus and said, "If you are willing, you can heal me," and when the centurion said, "All you have to do is speak the word," they were hoping and praying that it would be Jesus' will to do those healings. And of course it was, but only because it was the Father's will in the first place. We know that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. This is the Father's will, and it took everything that Jesus did to present himself as who he is. And knowing that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, and knowing that God would have all men to be saved, and that Jesus did the will of the Father, especially there on the cross at Calvary, when he gave his life willingly, that whoever calls on his name would be saved, you can freely ask God to save you from the punishment you deserve. In fact, that punishment is worse than being very sick. It is worse than being paralyzed. That punishment is being separated from God forever and ever. Yes, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will instead be forgiven and be in the presence of God forever and ever. Amen. That is good teaching from the Word of God. I know God's will for you. It is that you will trust Him with your soul. Well, my time is gone for today, but I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.